Someone coined the phrase, when discipline and desire get married, they produce delight. And this is certainly the truth for us. When we bring our lives under the joyful lordship of Christ and discipline ourselves, otherwise known as self-control, there is a marriage made in heaven which produces delight in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Their life changes and atmosphere changes. Faith levels rise when we're around. All things are possible when we're around. Heaven comes down when we are around. So what we desire here is important. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:1-4. Do not fret because of evildoers or be envious of the workers of iniquity. And he goes on, dwell in the land and dwell and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. That is the heritage of the righteous. Read inheritance of the righteous. To have the desires of our heart. So here we are again, right back to the inheritance issue. We're all prone, you know, as my mother would say, to cut off our noses to spite our faces. In other words, we do the daftest things that actually harm us, and that with our eyes wide open. We are fatally flawed. There's only one place to live from in safety, and that is where he has put us, in Christ. There, double wrapped in the Father and the Son, we are safely carried and nurtured by the Holy Spirit into everything he has for us. We're alive and free. Except for one thing, free will. A name for nothing, as someone once said to me. Our will is only free to step away from God once we are in Christ. Before that, it was free to pursue Satan's plan until we chose otherwise. Out from his dominion, you'll find you do have a free will and it is like a chain around your neck, constantly pulling you away from the love of your life and back into bondage. The man in the prison cell we spoke about in the last series, comfortable in his bondage. No wonder Jesus taught us to pray, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. We don't seem to have got very far yet, do we?